financial health is a crucial aspect of overall well-being, and Islam provides comprehensive guidance on managing wealth responsibly. The Quran and Hadith, along with the practices of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, offer valuable insights into financial management that can help reduce stress and improve well-being. Quranic guidance on financial health, avoidance of debt and usury. O you who have believed, fear Allah and give up what remains of interest, if you should be believers. Allah destroys interest and gives increase for charities. And Allah does not like every seeming disbeliever. These verses highlight the prohibition of usury and encourage believers to engage in charitable acts instead. Moderation in spending, and those who, when they spend, are neither extravagant nor miserly, but hold a medium way between those. Islam encourages moderation and balance in spending, avoiding both extravagance and stinginess. Provision for dependents. Let a man of wealth spend from his wealth, and he whose provision is restricted, let him spend from what Allah has given him. Allah does not charge a soul except, according to, what he has given it. Quran 65:7. This verse emphasizes the importance of providing for one's family and dependents according to one's means. Prophetic teachings on financial management, the importance of earning a halal income. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, seeking lawful earnings is a duty after the obligatory duties. Tabarani, earning a lawful, halal income is emphasized as a fundamental duty in Islam, ensuring that one's wealth is obtained through ethical means. Avoidance of debt. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, after the grave sins which Allah has prohibited, the first thing about which a man will be asked will be his debt. Ibn Majah, debt is discouraged in Islam due to its potential to cause stress and hardship. Muslims are encouraged to live within their means and avoid unnecessary debt. Encouragement of charity, the believer's shade on the day of resurrection will be his charity. Tummy, charitable giving is highly encouraged in Islam, not only as a means of helping others but also as a way to purify one's wealth and receive spiritual benefits. Examples from the companions. Abu Bakr Siddiq. Abu Bakr, the first caliph, was known for his generosity. He spent a significant portion of his wealth to support the early Muslim community, including purchasing the freedom of slaves like Bilal ibn Rabah. His actions highlight the importance of using wealth to support just causes and help those in need. Umar bin Khattab. Umar, the second caliph, implemented financial reforms that ensured fair distribution of wealth. He established the Bayt al-Mal, public treasury, to manage the wealth of the Muslim state and ensure that the needs of the poor and needy were met. His policies reflect the importance of responsible financial management and social welfare. Practical tips for financial health. Budgeting. Create a budget to track income and expenses. This helps in understanding where the money is going and making informed financial decisions. Avoiding debt. Live within your means and avoid unnecessary debt. If debt is unavoidable, ensure that it is manageable and that a plan is in place to repay it promptly. Saving and investing. Save a portion of your income for future needs and emergencies. Consider investing in halal investment options to grow your wealth ethically. Charitable giving. Regularly give to charity, sadaqah, and pay the obligatory alms, zakat. This purifies wealth and helps those in need. Earning halal income. Ensure that your income is earned through halal means, avoiding any form of dishonesty or unethical practices. Benefits of financial health. Reduced stress. Managing money effectively reduces financial stress and anxiety, contributing to better mental health. Improved relationships. Financial stability can lead to healthier relationships, as money-related conflicts are minimized. Spiritual satisfaction. Earning and spending in accordance with Islamic principles brings spiritual satisfaction and a sense of fulfillment. Community support. By giving to charity and supporting community initiatives, individuals contribute to the well-being of society as a whole. Long-term security. Effective financial management ensures long-term security and the ability to provide for oneself and one's family. Conclusion. Financial health is an integral part of a balanced and fulfilling life. By adhering to the principles outlined in the Quran and Hadith, and following the examples of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Muslims can achieve financial stability and well-being. These guidelines not only reduce stress but also enhance spiritual satisfaction and community support, leading to a holistic approach to financial management.